Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank
God Almighty,
Kabaka wa Kabaka,
King of Kings,
again
who has gathered us today
to
move on, teach us to profit. I am by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
and
the Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all,
in
the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We based in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich unto you. God is standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call, where God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet Earth. In that work, it's the revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth.
We
know the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. As he spoke them in his prophets in the Old and New Testament,
to
prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus much. So as we conclude,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
And we
still move on to summarize the sixth standard strategy of God, known as the harvesters of spirits. Get them from this earth, take them back to heaven,
saving
them from hell and the lake of fire. And these work under two God's heavenly governments on the earth. Praise Jesus much. And on these governments, as we've come seeing, there is God's heavenly government on the earth, responsible to see things done in heavens, they are done on earth. Even God's government, the governments of the earth, or call it the central government, God's heavenly governments on the earth, responsible to see
that
reconciles governments of the world, God's government working through church. Praise Jesus much. Even to see that governments of the world, they know that God rules 99% in the governments of men. Praise Jesus much. We began to see in the summary
department,
each department
make
up God's heavenly government on the earth. In this time, we concluded the sixth department of the teaching priests in the Holy Church of God. We've studied much on it. Those who've been with us,
when
you've not been with us, you can get those messages and you can move on to know.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in this time, we concluded the seven divisions of responsibilities of the teaching priests. Are you right there? You check and see. Yes. We conclude
division,
seven divisions of responsibilities of teaching priests, revealing the full knowledge of God. It's the fullness of God. To reveal the presence of God, it's the glory of God. Even to reveal works of the hands of God, the entire heavens and the earth, even the entire new heavens and the new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God
that
these seven divisions also, today we are closing them out, finishing the seventh division, where we first saw fullness of God the Father, makes up above all the heavens,
okutuuka ku ntandikwa n'enkomerero
reaching the beginning and the end
okuyingira mu gululu lyonna erijja n'ensempi emitakoma
enter into new heavens new earth which never ends
ebiyingira mu butagwawo obwa Katonda
kitaffe enter the everlasting of God the Father
Yesu yabazibwa nnyo
praise Jesus much
bwe twakomekereza juzi
when we concluded yesterday
twasobodde okulaba
we were able to see
obujjuvu bwa Katonda kigambo
the fullness of God the Word
tumanyingo mwana Yesu
Kristo we know as the Son Jesus Christ
obukola eguli yonna
which make up the entire heavens
ne isizo nano obujuvu bwamu
and all the earth is their fullness
we kugamba nti bukola heavens nya
say they make up four heavens
no obujuvu bwamu
and their fullness
awamu ne isi 10 no obujuvu bwamu
ten planets with their fullness
ngabe twarabye
as we saw
elimba Kolosai sulisoka
in Colossians chapter 1 verses 19
akurwabiri
up to 20
dikubanga Katonda yasima
that because God was pleased
kubanga kitaffe yasima
because the father was pleased
okujula kwebintu byonna kuberenga mu ye
fullness of all things to be in him
byo muguna byo kunshi
the heavens and of the earth
wasobodde okumanya ebintu
byo we are able to know many things
yes yabazibonyo
praise Jesus man
nakurwalero
this day
tulaba obujuvu bwa Katonda omwoyo omutukufu
we see fullness of God the Holy Spirit
obujuvu bwa Katonda omwoyo omutukufu
fullness of God the Holy Spirit
gutuma nyingo omwoyo wa mukama
we know a spirit of the Lord
obo omwoyo wa Katonda
or the spirit of God
obo omwoyo wa Kristo
or the spirit of Christ
yes yebazibonyo
praise Jesus much yes
tulaba obujuvu bwa Katonda omwoyo omutukufu
we see fullness of God the Holy Spirit
gutuma nyingo omwoyo wa mukama
we know a spirit of the Lord
obo moyo wa Katonda
or the spirit of God
obo moyo wa Kristo
or the spirit of Christ
yes yebazibonyo
praise Jesus much
wandi kaburunje omutu ogu
write down will that heading
shobora okulabikanga tugena mas
that we can appear to move on
yes yebazibonyo
praise Jesus much
obujuvu moyo mutukufu
the fullness of the Holy Spirit
bukora emyo musanvu
makes up the seven spirits
bukola emyo musanvu
it makes up the seven spirits
era masuga katundo musanvu
and the seven eyes of God
agatumwa muguli onda
send into heavens
ne musizo
and all the earth
okusinzira waguru weguli onda
basing above all the heavens
aha ogena kuba omutege
right there you are going to you've understood him
ubujuvu bwa katunda omoyo mutukufu
the fullness of God the Holy Spirit
bukola emyo musanvu
it makes up the seven spirits
era masuga katundu omusanvu
and the seven eyes of God
agatumwa muguli onna
both in the heavens
nisizo na
and all the earth
okusinzira waguru weguli
onna basing above all the heavens
aha
sure
katuyona yendo uzo utandisukulaba
to you've begun to see him
kuva waguru weguli onna
right from above all the heavens
baka muguli onna
into all the heavens
nemu usizo na
and all the earth
jari
he is there
hallelujah
hallelujah
amen
katika note kano kampandikire
now write down this note
ngojeko moyo wa mukama
besides the spirit of the Lord
wetumanyinga katondo omoyo
we know as God the Holy Spirit
ngojeko katonda ngojeko moyo wa mukama
besides the spirit of the Lord
gwetumanyinga katonda omoyo
whom we know as God the Spirit
afana nira dala katonda kitafini katonda kigamba
who looks just as God the Father and God the Word
emiyo jine emiralo omukaga
these other six spirits
jikora jikorebwa basrafi mukaga
they are made up of six seraphims yes
kano kanoti kakulu nyo
this note is very important
ngojeko moyo wa mukama
besides the spirit of the Lord
wetumanyinga katondo moyo omutukufu
we know as God the Holy Spirit
afana nira da katonda kitafu
who is just like God the Father
ne katonda kigambo gotumanyinga omwana Yesu
God the Word we know as the Son Jesus
emiyo jino emiralo omukaga
these other six spirits
obujuvu bwazo bukolewa baserafi mukaga
their fullness is made of six seraphims
kuveri waguru weguri on
right from above all the heavens
hey.
Yes
aha
yes
awutuba tutandisa okutegeera
right there we've begun to understand
omanyibwa ayogera
you know when he speaks
o mazoku wandi
after you've written
kubanga tugambi noti egambi
we said that not as said this
tingo jeko omoyo wa mukama
that besides the spirit of the lord
watumanyinga katondo omoyo
we know as god the holy spirit
afana ni da katonda chitafu
who is just like god the father
era
and
ngafana na katonda chigambo
is like god the word
tumanyinga omwana yesu
who we know as the son jesus christ
emioji no mulala omukaga
these other six spirits
obujuvu bwazo bukole abaserafi mukaga
their fullness is made up of six seraphims
okuvira daleri waguru weguru
right from above all the heavens yes
awudani sutege yadalano katonda omoyo
you got to understand god the spirit sure
uizo butamutegera
you may not understand him
ugamba
and you say
chakakati
now
ana matabi agamuvamu
these branches from him what are they
obebichi
what are these
nayenga bwashoko kugamba
but as he first tells you
mu zaburi ya 139
in the psalms 149
olunyiri olwa musanvu
verse 7
agamba bwati
and he says this
zaburi esura Zaburi esura ya 139 nolinyoro musanvu
Psalms 139 verse 7
Nagenda wo kuveyo moyo go obanna dukira wa amaso go
Where shall I go from your spirit or where shall I flee from your presence
Olinyoro munana
verse 8
Bwinali nyamuguru nga joli bwinaya lobulili bwange mu magombe laba nga joli
If I ascend up into heaven you are there If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there.
Olinyoro mwenda.
Verse 9.
Bwinato lebiwa watilo ebyencha. Netulam before ebyencha ebidi ewale nyo.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea.
Olinyoro kumi.
Verse 10.
Newankubadeyo omukono go guna nungamia. No mukono go gwadio guna nkwata
Even there shall your hand lead me and your right hand shall hold me. Yes.
Atandika agamba.
He begins saying.
Zaburi ya 139.
Psalms 139. Verse 7.
Tunaduka wo kuverio omoyo.
Where shall we go from your spirits?
Omoyo mtu kuvono mduka wa.
This Holy Spirit where can you run from him?
Bwagena muguri yona.
Goes into the heavens.
Jari.
He is there.
Ugena
in hell
tayari
is right there
munsi
in the earth
muhari
he is in there
yetugena muduka
where shall we flee from him
ero bujuvu webo
and his fullness
buyinza kuba nawo bwenkanashi
how can it appear to be like
yesu yebazibwe
praise jesus much
buyinza kuba bwenkanashi
it can be equal to what
natu chavude ko chitugamba
besides that we say
do bujuvu bukore emyo mushamba
that his fullness make up seven spirits
Nee bakitugamba atajibu na wonno
mushona spread almost everywhere.
Wange cho tumaye tuchimanye.
But that we always knew it.
Cho bujuvwe bukole emyo mushona.
Fullness back up seven spirits.
Nee jigenda wane wa.
But they go where even to where in the breadth.
Wetuda mbugazi.
When we go in the breadth.
Bubwa katona.
That of God.
Gwena mbuwavu.
We go in the length.
Bubwa katona.
That of God.
Kenyuans.
We go to the depth.
Bubwa katona.
Of God.
No kugurumire nnyo.
Even the heart.
Ayiza kuba komanga wa.
Equal to reaching where.
Bali wechi amacho natero ulira.
Say what you about to hear.
Kubanga bino baddo bimanyi.
For this you knew them.
Nabosoma biko atume.
You read in the Acts.
Esura ya 2.
Acts chapter 2.
Kusanulukuna.
Verse 3 and 4.
Tula bomoyo mtu kuvuwe. Bwakamu nimi ezomo.
Holy Spirit come down in tongues of fire.
Nebajuzibwa.
And they are filled.
Omoyo.
The Spirit.
Nebajuzibwa.
And they are filled.
Nego bajuzibwa.
But when they got filled. He did finish from where he came from.
Buno bujuvu obera muntu.
This fullness is just in man.
Na yeri bukoma wa.
But from the source it ends where?
Aha, katusubi kwa tume tulabe.
Let's read in the Acts we see.
Ebikola batume esule yo kubiri no linyoro kusatu.
Acts chapter 2 verse 3.
Nekulabika kubo enimi ngezo muliro ngaze yauddemu. Buyirulimi nerutula ku muntu.
And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them.
Olinyoro kuna.
Verse 4.
Bonane bajula omoyo mutukufu. Nebatanula okwogera ennimi endala. Ngo omoyo buyabawa okuzogera.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance.
Hii biko hatu mesure no yoko.
In the Acts chapter 2.
Uloksa noro kuna.
Verse 3 and 4.
Ulaga nebajula kwenye ennimi ngezo
omoyo. Upon them came tongues like of fire.
And
God filled the Holy Spirit. This one filled in these. Remember, his fullness is right there. As written in Psalms 149, verse 7. Where shall we run from your spirit?
Where shall
we flee from his eyes? In the heavens is there.
Heaven is
in the four heavens is there. In the earth, in hell, he's there. His fullness is all there. And we what we knew. In Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Fullness of the Spirit appear in tongues of fire. There are seven tongues of fire. Be able to show the seven spirits of God. When they are filled up in you. But where does he end? Have you understood well? Because in Revelations, Revelations 4 verse 5,
come
see, give me the seven tongues of fire. Let's read, we see. Revelations chapter 4 verse 5.
Ne kuntebe nga kuvako kumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okumwatuka ne tabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gyemye y'omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Yes. We got explained. Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
Holy
Spirit came down in tongues of fire. He got filled in the apostles. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 5,
they
appear seven spirits, those of God. That's how he filled them. In the apostles.
But
here we got to fill in these ones. Verse 7 to 10. Where shall we run from your spirit? Where shall we run from your eyes? When we go in the heavens, you're there. In hell, you is there. In the earth, he is there. Now there is to which measure?
Wanji?
He said, where shall we run from your spirit? Where shall we flee from your eyes? Seven spirits. They are the eyes God we cannot run from. In every place they are there. Sure. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. Let us see. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6.
Ne wakati wabakadde n'omwana gw'endiga nti omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emiyo musanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Yes. That this Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit,
know
a spirit of the Lord, or the Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ,
and
in the same way, if there are seven spirits of God in the fullness that we cannot run from, still there are the seven eyes of God sent all the earth. When they say all the earth, including other planets, he is there. Yes, we understood that well. In hell, understood the kingdom of the stars entire of them, he is there. The entire heavens, he is there. And they tell us that the names of the seven spirits, the spirit who come fill within us, Yet even elsewhere is there in his fullness. Names in the Isaiah chapter 11. Verse 2, they give them to us. What's taken us to know these names?
He
says, where is the place of wisdom and that of understanding? The rightful place of this spirit, where is it? What's taking us to know wisdom?
Or to
know the names of the seven spirits. It's helping us to know the fullness of God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, made of seven spirits.
It
can reach to which far? Let's read Isaiah. Are we together? It's not yet night. It's just getting night. It's not yet night. You still see where you can write?
We wow. Aha. Katusome.
Let us read.
Isaiah sura kumi nemu noli nyoro kubiri.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
No moyo gwa mukama guli bera kuye. Omoyo gwa magezi no kutegeera. Omoyo gwa kutesa na amanyi. Omoyo gwa kumanya no kutia mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. Yes. Give us the dance of the seven spirits. Make a fullness of God, the Holy Spirit. They tell us, the spirit of the Lord. Let's come from the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of fear of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord. And they appear seven. Their fullness, if you're being filled with the Spirit, they have to be seven spirits.
Yet,
there where he has come from still is like that in the fullness. But in the breadth, in the length, in the depth, even the height,
it
can be to which measure? It can be to which measure? And they begin to tell us that the place of wisdom and understanding
is
based above all the heavens. Here in the heavens and earth, it just works through, they are spread everywhere. Yes. This Holy Spirit, what concern him? Speak this Holy Spirit, what concerneth him? What perhaps can concern him? Began to understand what he is.
There
are those who gave up on him, they failed on him. And they say, it is of God, the Holy Spirit. We don't need to ask much about them. Yes. But in the Job chapter 28, verse 12, it says like this. Job chapter 28, verse 12.
Naye amagezi ganalabikanga wa n'ekifo ekyokutegeera we kibeera kiriludda wa.
But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Yes. Where is it found?
But
when we go in the entire heavens, he's there. When we go in hell, in the kingdom of the stars, he's there. When we stand in the earth, he's there. In the Acts chapter 2, there too is there. And be there where does he sit? As if he's everywhere. You know that the fullness of God, the Holy Spirit, makes up above all the heavens, in the beginning and the end, entering new heavens and a new earth, which never ends,
entering
the everlasting of God the Father, and after they make fullness of the entire heavens, which is today, and all the earth. Do you know it's the Spirit of God the Father? And still is the Spirit of Christ. He joins up their fullness.
Do
you know God is the Spirit?
Do you know
God Jesus is the Spirit? That one refers to our way. At the Father's is there. And the Word is also there. He said all those territory they are mine. He's everywhere. What can you dare tell him? That's why he failed many to want to know him. Sure. Even on his mother's seat, his throne, he never sit there. Him, what have you said there? Let's repeat in Job, we say.
Job chapter 28,
verse
12.
But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Verse
13.
Man knows not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. Yes. Though he's present here, they don't know his price. Remember Acts, they said they never buy him. Acts chapter 8, verse 18 to 20. He wanted to fight the Holy Spirit and his power.
He says,
the gift of God is not bought with money. People don't know his price. Don't know if near is there. Everywhere. He is there. And his breadth. Even the height. And the depth. Even the length. Makes up the entire heavens, which is even their fullness, and all the up which are, also works above all the heavens, reaching the beginning and the end. Enter
entire
new heavens, new earth which never ends. It's rich everlasting of God the Father. Always where it's called the Spirit of God the Father. Or the Spirit of Christ.
He,
all where they are, he is there. As the are is the way he is. Yes.
Hallelujah.
The depth says that of Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. It says, he was here when he created heaven and earth, we no more saw him again. What does the depth say here? It is the deep, the depth. Job chapter 28, verse 14. The deep says, it is not in me, and the sea says, it is not with me. Yes. The deep of the Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
No,
it spread on the waters. And they saw one spreading. They did see him as him. They saw him spread.
That's
on the womb of Mary. She too never saw him. The depth says,
he's
there because he was there creating. The deep, the depth. He is there. The Holy Spirit. What is on this one? They are great. You know, we've had the greatness of God. Let's read verse
18.
Proverbs 28, verse
18. Omwendo gw'amagezi gusinga amayinja amatwakaavu.
No mention shall be made on coral or of crystal, for the price of wisdom is above rubies.
Kakati okuba nti amagezi,
because wisdom
is
the spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding is there. Spirit of counsel is there. Spirit of might is there. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of knowledge is there. Spirit of fear of the Lord. And the spirit of the Lord. They are the seven spirits.
Indeed,
which make up fullness of God the Spirit. But his breath, his length, his depth, even his height, his spreads all through in the heavens which is, and all the earth which are.
And
then he goes above all the heavens. Praise Jesus.
Yet
he refused to appear to people. And they reach to say, we do not see him. Even here, we don't see him. In the verse 21, Job 28, he says this. Job chapter 28, verse
21.
Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and concealed from the fowls of the air.
Job chapter 28,
verse
20.
From where then cometh wisdom, and where is the place of understanding? Verse
21.
Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living, and concealed from the fowls of the air. Yes. When they say the eyes of the living, these eyes you have. Even here is here, but we do not see him. The angels, when the wisdom, they don't see, they say it is there. They told them.
The
spirit of understanding counsel. Angels fly in their heaven, they don't see him. Even in the master city, let it, he never sit there. But the spirit, have you understood him well? But why makes him appear like that?
He's
one who shows all the invisibility of God. Brings out the glory of God. Praise Jesus much. Destruction said like this. Let's read, we say.
Job chapter 28,
verse 22.
Okuzikirira n'okufa kwogera nti, twawulire kigambo kyago n'amatu gaffe.
Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame of it with our ears.
Verse
23.
Katonda ategeera ekkubo lyago, era ye amanyi ekifo kyago.
God understands its way, and he knows its place.
Olinyolwa
biri mwe nya. Verse 24.
Kubanga atunuulira okutuuka ku nkomerero z'ensi, era alaba ebiri wansi w'eggulu lyonna.
For he looks to the ends of the earth, and sees under the whole heavens. Yes.
Able
to prove to sing God the Holy Spirit. In his fullness, seven spirits of God. You must place above all the heavens. And this is through all the heavens. All the earth, all there is there.
Now,
him, God the Father, he bases above all the heavens. And sees him there where he bases. Enters the entire heavens and earth.
Yes,
it said it would be invisible. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is there a way you've moved to understand him?
katuve ku lwabiri mu omusanvu.
Yobu esura yabiri munana n'olunyi lwabiri mu
musanvu. Job 28 verse 27.
Awo n'alyoka agalaba n'agabuulira n'agabuulirira ng'aganyweza weewaawo ng'agakenenyeza ng'agekenenyeza ddala.
Then did he see it and declared it. He prepared it, yea, and searched it out. Yes. He saw the spirit of wisdom. He said us to be there. Of understanding. Of counsel. Of might. Of knowledge. Of fear of God. And the spirit of the Lord.
I want to
be like that Holy Spirit. And spread everywhere. For you and me. Those who were asking me, why are they not eight spirits? The eighth, you wanted to give it which name?
I
tell you the spirit of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of fear of God. Spirit of the Lord.
Whom
do you see missing there whom used to be replaced or used? Which spirit is missing there? Let's finish here.
Job chapter 28,
verse
28.
And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil, it's understanding. You may not see him. If you want to begin to see him, fear of God, even wisdom. If you get those, he is right there. You've begun to see him.
Even there,
you reach there, he's always there. You look to what's been done in wisdom. The stars, different creation plans. Humans given wisdom manufactured things. You can see him everywhere he's there. This is done in wisdom.
It's
growing in wisdom. The ways of people. He's everywhere. When you
reach
in hell, you see how it was prepared and the
people
there. See wisdom and understand now that we are prepared. You see the great counsel of God there.
Sentence
was easy be with him and they had to be prepared and placed there.
And
spirit of might handle them and torment them. You see knowledge there.
Say
that God you had knowledge.
The
spirit of knowledge. I see there he put this.
Here.
When enlightened, we will not be with them. And they are not easy. When he knew they will never fear you.
He brought
them with the fear of hell. They are there glorifying God in beatings.
We
say that they will know I, the Lord, can strike and beat.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
amen.
Much. But right from the beginning, he was there.
He
makes up above all the heavens. Yes. When you read him there, he's not there. In the Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, Genesis chapter
1,
verse 1. In the beginning, God created heavens and earth. Verse
2.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yes. He was there at the beginning.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So this point I want you to write there says that God, the Holy Spirit, looks just like God, the Word. Praise Jesus. God the Holy Spirit.
We know as
Spirit of the Lord, the seventh. He looks like God the Father and God the Word. We know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Because he decided to carry their invisible glory. And you, when you read of the invisible God, one who never who is invisible most is the Holy Spirit. Though you, when you read, Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. The one who is more invisible. It is God the Holy Spirit.
But
Father, when you go above the heavens, you find him there on his throne. But God, Holy Spirit, where is his throne? The master seat, he left it.
His
one is most invisible. But as we read in Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, God the Father saying, they all are the same. And we made the image and the likeness. Let's read, we say. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
Katonda nayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe, mu kifaananyi kyaffe, bafugenga eby'omu nnyanja n'ebibuka waggulu n'ente, n'ensi yonna na buli kyewalula ku nsi.
And God said, let us make man in our image and our like, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth.
Mm.
Yes.
Yagamba,
he said, let's make man in our image, even our likeness. Meaning that God the Holy Spirit, as we first saw him, he too he appears as God the Father, even God the Word. What we know as the Son Jesus Christ. But he carried their glory of invisibility. And he never had a throne where he sits. And those who can see him, as if they never perceive him well. But we have chance. After we overcome evil, we shall see him. Though when we read in Job, told us that though he is standing there, does not allow you to analyze him. Yet he has an image. He has a likeness. Job chapter 4, verses 15.
Yobu esule yokuna noli nyiro kuminetano.
Job chapter 4, verse 15.
Awo moyo, neguita maso gange. Envidia zombili gwange, nisiva kumutwe.
Then a spirit passed before my face, and the heir of my flesh stood up. Verse
16. Ekifaananyi kyali mu maaso gange. Waliwo okusirika. Ne mpulira eddoboozi eryogera nti,
it stood still, but I could not discern its form. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, yes. In the Job chapter 4, verse 15,
it
says the spirit passed before his face. The spirit really appears. He passes there. For his spirit is everywhere. Just appear that his appeared is passing. The air pointed off on his head. What have I seen? And he stood ahead of him. He saw the image.
It stood still.
It stood still.
But I could not discern its form. Yes.
An
image was before my eyes.
The image and the likeness.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. No, there was a silence.
And
he heard a voice saying, you know that voice? Revelations 2 verse 7. They see one with the ear. Let them hear what the Spirit tells the church.
It's
come to speak with the church. Church Job. Yes.
What did you
appear for the Spirit? One of those who avoid evil.
You must
have avoided evils.
Satan
and overturn you and sit you on the fires, on the needle, and make you sit there. I will not depart from, and he burns you and says, I don't depart from God. There, those can see him. But he got the Father.
What was
the apostle you saw him? Now I explain you one I never saw. Can you explain one you never saw? Yes. You too want to see him. You align yourself. Postponed these seasons.
Going
to move in might.
Once
some people appear to,
once some people
sit with those of God.
Amen.
But as always, we hear God is the Spirit.
Father,
this one carries the glory of their presence everywhere. Let's read in the John.
John chapter 4, verse
24.
Katonda gwe mwoyo. God
is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth. Yes. God the Father himself, he is spirit. This one himself, God the Holy Spirit,
he's
carried his glory.
Even
our Lord Jesus Christ, he too is the Spirit.
Where
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It means everywhere.
Fullness
of the word as we saw it. Right from this planet
Earth.
Other 9 planets.
It
has the sun and the moon in the firmament of the heavens. Hell in the kingdom of the stars. Heaven which is such
love.
Enter to the first heaven, the rim above, where there is the city of
Jerusalem
God, Jerusalem of heaven. Enter second heaven with four living creatures. Enter the third heaven. Make a fullness of God the
word.
All there is spreads there. When he finished,
he passed
through, go above all the heavens.
At
the beginning of fullness of God the Father, he goes at the end, enters the new heavens, new earth,
he
enters the everlasting,
he
makes up the glory everywhere. Now that one, God the Holy Spirit, that is how he is.
And he should
not ask of you and you do not know him. If in his fullness when you don't know it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
2 Corinthians
chapter 3 verse 17 say this.
2 Corinthians
chapter 3 verse 17.
Naye mukama wafe gwe mwoyo.
Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes. Our Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now him
said
that I'm a Spirit of God the Father. He is a mind. Their fullness is mine.
I'm
the Spirit of Christ. His fullness is mine. All through he is there. You go above all the heavens, enter the beginning and the end, where we find new heavens, new earth, which never ends. And the everlasting of God the Father, he is there. But we are blessed. We too have come to the endure to the end. For he will come out, appear on his throne.
At
the left hand of God the Father.
Amen.
But he is smart so much. Romans 8 verse 9. This word we hear it, but it goes far. Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
Naye mwe temuli mu mubiri wabula mu mwoyo. Obanga omwoyo gwa Katonda atula mu mwe. Naye omuntu bw'ataba na mwoyo gwa Kristo oyo si wuwe.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Yes.
Ye mwoyo wa Katonda
Kitaffe. He is the spirit of God the Father. And is the spirit of Christ.
We say
where there is fullness of God in the world. We know as the Son Jesus Christ. All there is there.
Yet,
see where there is fullness of God the Father. Which is above all the heavens. He too is there. Yes.
I
hope you have a way you move to understand him. Praise Jesus, man. That is God, the Holy Spirit. We know a spirit of the Lord. Yet we have the spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of fear of God. This came from him. And their fullness made up of six seraphims. Six seraphims. Their size multiplies cherubims 2 times. Multiplies 4 living creatures for 2 times. And it multiplies to the cherubim size 6 times. And these seraphims are found above all the heavens. Did not appear, let me appear in these ones. He gets off branches from himself. What means? Tomorrow you try come early. We again see this fullness. You are very few. Praise Jesus much.
So tomorrow
we shall be seeing the six seraphims who make up fullness of 6 spirits which come from spirit of the Lord. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Reading your Bible. Believing and putting in action, even to be ready to spread far.
The
Spirit of God empower you, anoint you, anoint you which can teach, to loosen others, everywhere they are, in the 4 corners of the earth, fulfill their promise. Acts chapter 1, the verse 8,
and
the Spirit will come, he will give you power,
he
will be my witnesses, in Judea, in Jerusalem, at the most parts of the earth, and in the Acts chapter 10 38,
as
Holy Spirit and power about doing good and healing those oppressed by Satan.
Oh,
God was with him.
You
be with you. Poured upon the Spirit, anointing and power, do good
everywhere
you move. You
be
oppressed by Satan.
Kubanga katonda
God is with you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.